You can't just take an ordinary sound source and turn up the volume. You need a different way of generating sound entirely. Many of Sarah's developments are still secret, but their scientists drew back the curtain just a bit to reveal that they got their biggest breakthrough from lasers, super-efficient, super-pure light beams that don't come from conventional sources. This device is an equally unconventional breakthrough for sound generation. The chamber at the rear looks something like a car engine. Fuel enters here. Then a spark plug touches off an explosion. The combustion happens not just once, but many times a second. The powerful explosions produce sound waves too low to be heard.
Because we are dealing with such very high intensity acoustic waves, many of the design features that one might normally associate with something like a loudspeaker system are absent from this. This also gives it the added feature that it becomes small enough to be transportable.
The effect is felt rather than heard. It's like the lowest note on a church organ, but far more intense. In field tests, Sarah uses specially designed antennas to send the sound wave in one direction. If they're powerful enough, they can set off vibrations in the internal body cavities. That can cause severe discomfort or affect the digestive system. A violent bout of vomiting might not end a war, but it could control a small-scale disorder or a riot without permanently hurting anyone. Another of Sarah's devices has its roots in rocketry. There's an actual rocket engine on the bottom of this prototype and a water line in the middle.
The nozzle basically injects water droplets into the combustion chamber, right into the flame zone, and that is flash evaporated into a high flow of steam.
The steam drives a powerful siren. One concept presented to the Army mounts a high-power acoustic weapon like this one on a helicopter. As it flies over enemy territory, it sends out zones of acoustic energy that could be used to clear an area of personnel, or it could flush soldiers out of their bunkers. Other researchers are exploring a different acoustic principle, using a pair of tiny electric horns. Each horn sends out a narrow beam of high-frequency sound. Alone, each horn is harmless. But if both horns are focused at the same point, researchers believe the waves could combine to create a low frequency. The beams can be aimed with great precision. If they intersect with a human body, for example, the low frequency could create bodily discomfort.